Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We prefer. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. I want to tell you something that I am uniquely, although not, you know, unfortunately there are a lot of people like me. I can tell you this categorically with no compunctions whatsoever. A heart attack is not fun. I know this the hard way, but imagine if I were to have a heart attack today, I would be on the front lines of the Third World War, the global war against the giant, you know, what the Chinese created and deliberately disseminated COVID virus. I would be, instead of being what I am, I'd become a war correspondent. Everybody out there right now, they're battle-hardened infantry of this war. People who are exposed to as much lethal danger as most soldiers in the thick of combat. And I'm talking about the nurses and the doctors, of course. Such an experience can be rewarding because you learn things as you go along. Learn things about the war. What it's like to be in constant danger while being overstressed and physically exhausted. What it means to see people that you have come to love suffer and die. What it means to know that the powers that be are incompetent and doing harm, and you can do nothing to stop the idiocy. Now, the first thing to report is that this war is serious. It's no joke. People have died. Most often from comorbidities brought on from this. And those who don't die suffer. I mean, when I had COVID, if I had COVID and a heart attack at the same time, that would have been me. That would have been me. You heard cashing in my chips that particular day. Because COVID had its way with me. It doesn't matter what kind of hospital you're in, how upscale it is, and all this other stuff. Although right now, we have hit the peak wave, and people are having a chance to recuperate. And in our culture, people hate death. Soldiers hate death. They see too much of it. Even the most hardened has compassion for the wounded and the dying, even the dying enemy. And this compassion is especially felt if the fallen is a companion. Nurses and doctors are particularly torn up by too much COVID death and suffering because their patients are their companions and often become a dear friend. A patient has a very intimate relationship with a nurse, and infection between them can form instantly. My nurses that took care of me, male and female, when I was in the ICU and critical care and everything else. I mean, I will remember them for the rest of my days. some of these guys get out there and they put a lot of stuff in, and they invest a lot of stuff in saving people, and then they die anyway. And they realize they can't save everybody. In a shooting war, the troops in battle always see something very different than the generals running the war. And they often don't like what they see. In this COVID war, that disconnect has become all too obvious. If you talk to nurses and doctors, would it surprise you that doctors sometimes talk politics during a surgical procedure? Now, I've only had one surgical procedure in my entire... Well, maybe two. If you count the caths that the heart caths they do to me. I've had two of those, and I've had open heart surgery. So, I mean, I guess that's three. If you listen to the crosstalk, though, if you get a chance to listen to it, you'll discover that they don't have a lot of regard for the generals of their area. The nurses in the hospital are quite properly too circumspect to volunteer political opinion. But they will once the barrier's down. And the ones that I encountered, they were cynical about politics, and I'll bet you the ones today are cynical about these mandates. About how they're not only useless, but they're counterproductive. And unfortunately, a certain faction of politicians glory in the opportunity that COVID provides to bully the populace with mandates. And we all know the type. And they have Dr. Fauci to give them their excuse for imposing tyranny. Now, I was astonished when a very mild-mannered doctor of my acquaintance, a highly respected infectious medical specialist, slipped out a curse word with Fauci's name was mentioned. And such language doesn't bother me, but in this case I was shocked because it was so uncharacteristic. It's the last thing you would expect from this. But the doctor was right about Fauci, of course. Fauci is best described as an actor in a white coat. In no sense of the word is he a scientist. He lacks the integrity, the ruthless self-honesty, and the public truthfulness that is essential to practice as a scientist. If you were to go ask the medical professionals out there today, what is the key thing to take away from this? The key thing would be that the political management of the pandemic is a total botch. It certainly made things far worse than they might have been if politics hadn't intervened. Because the real experts in this epidemic are the doctors and nurses on the front lines. And a few pioneering scientists like Robert Malone and Gert Van den Bosch. Not the bureaucrats, not the politicians and their media and big tech lackeys. The real experts are shunned by these politicians. And while political mismanagement of the pandemic has likely killed a multitude of who would still be alive, its worst impact is on the economy and the morale of the nation. The mandates have done immeasurable harm. The rigidity of a powerful signal that the political establishment is terrified of the people they govern. Drop a plastic cup on the tile floor, and it bounces unharmed. It is resilient. Drop a glass, and the glass shatters. Its rigidity is its downfall. And the impact initially opens a single small crack. But it always expands. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
35 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. When I was looking at this, my first thought was, I can't go this way. I'm not George Norrie. However, it's becoming more and more of a thing, and you know, it puts me in mind of prepping. Now, China may possess hypersonic missiles, and they have eclipsed us on the AI, the artificial intelligence front, but they didn't develop UFOs, and neither did Russia. And we know that there's definitely something going on up there that we need to figure out in the name of national security. And this all needs to happen ASAP, and because various members of the armed forces have stated that incidents continue to increase. Now, China is putting AI to work on the problem. That's something we should definitely do as well. We certainly have plenty of radar and FLIR and the other data that AI would be perfect to analyze in ways and at speeds people simply cannot do. Mystery Wire posted a video of an event held at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. this past Tuesday. And the speakers and statements are worthy of note. The statements came from military types, those with direct knowledge and in a position to know. And there's a fairly terrifying quote that also proves the point that none of our conventional adversaries are behind UFOs. In September of 1966, I was a Minuteman ICBM launch control officer and deputy commander of a large cruise station at Minot Air Force Base, North Dakota. I was involved in a UFO incident at that time when a flying object tampered with and took down a total of 10 nuclear-tipped ICBM missiles by rendering them unlaunchable. This coming from Captain Dave Schindelli. They were remotely taking down our nukes back in 1966. We can't do that today. We can't remotely disable nuclear weapons in 2021. So if we had whatever gadget the UFO came bearing more than a decade, you know, before some of you were born, 5 years after I was born, no one would be concerned about Iran getting nukes. Or that a lot of bad actors already have nuclear capability. Because we would just remotely disable it. I've never been one of those to make fun of what people label the UFO crazies. But then, while I haven't been one to ridicule them, I also haven't been one going out there going, hey, there's something going on, you know, there's something to this. But then came the naval UAP videos, and the scene, when they came on the scene, that compelled me to re-examine something that I'd sort of considered to be a closed subject, because it really began to drive a few things home. Now, it's one thing to take this stretch and go out there and start saying that you believe in ET. But there's something flying around in our skies. And these crafts perform inexplicable acrobatics in the air and underwater. And something or someone has to be behind the operation of these seemingly magical flying machines made from unimaginably advanced technology. And if you want to back up the quotes from the National Press Club, here's some quotes from some notable people, like Luis Elizondo. I became alarmed by the frequency and duration of UAP activity in and around controlled U.S. airspace. The instances seemed more provocative, and during one instance, they came within feet of a U.S. fighter aircraft. Marco Rubio, the facts that there are these things flying over our military installations, they don't belong to us. They seem to evidence some technological advancement we don't have and have never seen. John Ratcliffe, when we talk about sightings, the other thing I will tell you is it's not just a pilot or just a satellite or some intelligence collection. Usually we have multiple sensors that are picking these things up. Mick Mulroy, these objects appear to exceed our military capability. We need to determine who this is and what capabilities they possess. It's never a good thing to discover you are vastly behind in technology, whether terrestrial in origin or not. Nick Pope, former head of the UK's UFO program. We consistently played down the true level of our interest in UFOs, telling Parliament, the media, and the public that the subject was of little interest, while all the time behind closed doors we struggled to make sense of cases like the Calvine incident. Donald Trump, when asked about Roswell, I won't talk to you about what I know about it, but it's very interesting. Harry Reid, as a Democratic senator from Nevada, I visited Area 51, the top secret Air Force testing site in southern Nevada, long associated with UFO-related conspiracy theories. What I saw fascinated me, though much of it must remain classified. Barack Obama, what is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are. We can't explain how they move, their trajectory. They do not have an easily explainable pattern. John Podesta, this used to be a career-ending kind of thing. You didn't want to get caught talking about it because you'd be accused of walking out of an X-Files episode. John Brennan, a bit presumptuous and arrogant for us to believe that there is no other form of life anywhere in the entire universe. Finally, Tim Burchett. I think that's ridiculous. If the Russians had UFO technology, they would own us right now. That's an admission of how advanced what they think is out there is. So there's clearly something happening out there. What it might all mean, I'm not entirely sure, but it sure would be great if our government was more focused on stuff like this, real threats, than perceived threats, wouldn't it? And it would really be stupendous if we could figure this out. if we could figure this out prior to the Russians and the Chinese, I just think that would just be just nothing but victory. I just feel the victory coming. So, just a little aside. I saw that and I was like, We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before heading off to Rome, President Biden is pushing hard for final passage of his sweeping social spending bill.
It's a framework that will create millions of jobs, grow the economy, invest in our nation and our people.
Biden outlining a revamped framework in a White House speech covering $1.75 trillion in new spending, Biden calling it an historic economic deal. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is being charged with a misdemeanor in what a state spokesperson is calling a sex crime case. This follows a criminal probe that stemmed from a number of women who accused the former Democratic governor of inappropriate sexual contact. Reports indicate the charge relates to allegations of forcible touching, and an arrest warrant is being issued by the Albany County Sheriff's Office. This is USA Radio News. Weekly jobless claims keep falling. They dropped to just 281,000 last week. That's the fewest since March 14th of last year, right before the economy shut down. The biggest increases in claims were in states like California, Tennessee, and Florida. Attorney General Merrick Garland testified Wednesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee, facing questions about his memo directing the FBI to investigate parents who threaten school board members. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley had a chance to question Garland at the hearing. He tells Fox News the AG's memo has served to intimidate parents from speaking their mind.
They've got every right to go to a school board meeting and say, hey, I don't want my kids taught critical race theory. I don't want my kids forced into mask mandates that aren't right for them or vaccine mandates that aren't good for them. I don't want, they can express their opinion on anything.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The nation is moving into a mood. And it's a mood of worry. It's a mood of apprehension. Here are some takeaways on the mood of the nation from a Fox News survey that was released yesterday. Almost 9 in 10 voters worry about inflation, as most report prices are up for everyday items, assuming they're not out of stock altogether. I bought gas today, $50, to fill it up. Half could live off of their savings for 3 months or less as a growing share fall behind financially. President Biden's ratings on the economy are down, dropping 11 points even among Democrats. About 6 in 10 disapprove of Democrats and Republicans in Congress. And concern about political divisions within the country is second only to inflation. Now, what are the numbers? 73% of voters, the highest since May 2020, rate the economy negatively. And nearly three times as many are falling behind as getting ahead financially, 39 versus 14%. The 39% who are falling behind is up from 27% in June. In addition, 48% believe their savings would last 3 months or less. That was 34% the last time the question was asked 20 years ago. Over the time, the number went with more than a year's living expenses saved, went from 29% to 12% a day. Among those earning $50,000 or less annually, 48% are falling behind financially, and 61% have 3 months or less in reserve. Overall, majorities of voters report empty store shelves, 71%, and slower delivery times, 55%, in the past month. And 83% say that grocery costs have increased, including 43% who say prices are up a lot. A large 84%, I'm one of them, say rising gas prices are a problem for the family, with 50% saying major problem. And virtually all, 94%, think the increase is a problem for the country's economy. 67% say major problem. This leads to widespread worry about inflation. 87% extremely or very concerned. Other top issues include health care and political divisions within the country. 76% was taught in public schools, 73% unemployment, 71% the federal deficit, 70% migrants at the southern border, 69% coronavirus, 67% taxes, 66% the nation's infrastructure like roads and bridges, 65%. And all of this goes a long way towards explaining the sharp decline in the Biden ratings on the economy. And how he was, this is coming from Fox, and they're saying that he was in positive territory by 1 point. 50% approved, 49% disapproved. This month has shifted. It's negative by 20, 39 to 59%. Who approves of what he's doing? Who thinks what he's doing is a smoking hot way to go? Very big majority of Republicans disapproved already. Republican pollster Darren Shaw said Biden's declining ratings on the economy must be a major concern for the White House. Historically, bad economic news spells trouble for the incumbent party in the midterms. This is where they lose me, when they think that that's the only thing that spells trouble in the midterms. Do you, as you sit there, do you like this idea? I mean, they were talking today, yesterday. I saw an exchange between Chip Roy and Jerry Nadler, where Jerry Nadler was asking, what do you use semi-automatic weapons for? And he genuinely had no idea. He just wants to ban them. And Chip Roy was trying to tell him. And they kept interrupting him and kept doing some other stuff. And in the end, he made his point. But that's now, I mean, gun control. I used to look at gun control as a means to fully take us down the socialistic, communistic, primrose path. And I don't anymore. I do not. And I kind of think it has to do probably with the fact that a lot of voters out there today are apathetic, not really interested in being a participant in their country. But the idea that we're sitting here and there's outlets telling us that there is a positive feeling towards Joe Biden. Who is feeling good about him? I'm not interested. And the other thing, and this is the part that I find most nefarious. We're being told, but that by 2-1, voters want Washington leaders to compromise rather than stand their ground. No, that is not the case. I want these guys to stand their ground. We cannot afford for them not to stand their ground. We are already in a very precipitous place. Are there political divisions in the country? You betcha. You betcha. We have no tolerance at all for anything on either side. And that's fine. I mean, my biggest problem is that I'm willing to do unto others. I'm not going to go out there and try to start something. I don't want to see anything start if it has to, or if it comes down to it. But as it all comes around, very likely what would happen would not be started by the right. Most likely it would be started by the left. And that would be because they don't know what they're doing. Right now, the only numbers where Biden is apparently in the positive, and I can't believe that either, I don't believe it, is they say that on coronavirus he's at 51% to 46%. 77% think the virus is at least somewhat under control, but that means nothing. And then they start talking about Kamala Harris's job rating. When did that become a thing? Why do we care? You know, being the vice president is a little bit like being a backup quarterback to Tom Brady. You can have the very best depth on your bench behind Tom Brady, but you really don't want Tom Brady to sit down because he's just that good. Now, in the case of Joe Biden, it has nothing to do with how good he is. It has more to do with how bad she is. How bad of a person have you got to be when your dad doesn't like you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare Specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Time on the firing line. Excuse me. From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Many of you have woken up and you're aware of the fact that we seem to have no local control over a lot of local things. We don't have control over public schools, our terms of employment, local government, local elections. That last one popped up recently with the release of Molly Hemingway's deeply reported 2020 election investigation book, Rigged. That book and some great corroborating independent reporting show that the 2020 election chaos was part of an effective and well-funded plan to help Democrats win by rigging the playing field. And one key strategy deployed to that end has become the default on the left, yet still often goes unremarked and unchallenged. It's called advocacy philanthropy. Now, in the 2020 election, Facebook zillionaire Mark Zuckerberg used this strategy to deploy $500 million to help Democrat activists infiltrate local government election apparatuses. Literally paying for election equipment and the salaries of partisans who counted ballots. That kind of tax-exempt political interference is now standard practice for the world's far-left, ultra-rich. And it's affecting a whole lot more than elections. It's constructed in essentially a shadow government that pits elected officials against their voters on behalf of the moneyed interests. In the past 2 decades, large foundations have begun to engage more directly with the political process by supporting advocacy organizations, investing in the implementation of major policy reform, and ensuring that their research investments are targeted to advance specific policy priorities. And this is coming from politics professor Sarah Reckhow and Megan Tompkins Strange in a 2018 paper. These large foundations are predominantly run by leftists, including Bill and Melinda Gates, Zuckerberg, and George Soros. Their advocacy philanthropy strategy is a departure from the traditional philanthropy still largely practiced by the local gentry, more modest donors close to local communities and causes. Traditional charity focuses on clear, concrete human needs, food, clean water, sports equipment, teachers, missionaries, so on and so forth. It also provides funding for big projects that would be difficult for the non-rich to raise in a timely manner, such as capital funding for schools and churches and libraries. Advocacy philanthropy, on the other hand, focuses not on directing private money to charitable ends, but on using private money to affect what government entities do. In other words, this is tax-exempt political activism. And one of the pioneers of this strategy is Bill Gates. He used it extensively to control how states and the federal government run public schools, effectively using one man's trillions to outweigh the votes and voices of millions of American citizens. And his crowning achievement was Common Core. As an example, his foundation is paying Harvard-trained data specialists to work inside school districts, not only to crunch numbers, but also to change practices. It is bankrolling many of the Washington analysts who interpret education issues for journalists and giving grants to some media organizations. And along with that, this is outcome-based research. This is what we expect you to find. Okay? Here's the money. Go do what we need. Alan Golston. He's the president of the foundation's United States program, told the Times, "We've learned that school-level investments aren't enough to drive systemic changes. The importance of advocacy has gotten clearer and clearer." Gates, they spent hundreds of millions of dollars to write Common Core. So, And the problem with Gates is Gates has been out there for a while. Gates is an older man. He's older than Zuckerberg. He's about, I don't know if he's as old as Soros is, but I mean, it's easier to name which groups he doesn't support than to list all of those that he does support, because he has built this very overwhelming machine out there. And this was something we knew in 2011. So, you know, they use shell nonprofits, using them as intermediate organizations to carry out the political mission. Gates sent millions of dollars to places like the Kentucky Department of Education, effectively directing government priorities single-handedly instead of those government agencies carrying out the will of the voters as directed by state legislatures or Congress. And just like Zuckerberg, he provided partisan consultants to state agencies to help them do what he wanted. Now, I don't know where this goes. I don't know how this ends. But I've got a question. Why did the Democrats want election chaos? And that book I told you about by Molly Hemingway, it gives some more in-depth answer to it. But here's a take for you. It's for the exact same reason the left pushes all these strategies to circumvent voters and the Constitution. And that's because they don't believe in natural rights, the rule of law, or even elections. They're looking for some unchecked power. They want it to be unlimited. And they're willing to do whatever they got to do to get it. So it's time for all of these elected officials to wake up to this. And this is the reality that we live in today. And they need to get proactive and start leading us out of this, instead of spending decades promising to do that to donors and TV cameras while things just keep getting scarier. or things will really devolve really rapidly and become kinetic. I mean, in a really bad way. It would not be, and I'm not going to describe in what way I think this would probably happen or manifest. But I will say that it would definitely, it would go way beyond banana republics. It would really devolve way beyond that. I mean, it you know, the idea of hit squads and everything else being out there, not among the left. Right? So, that's what's out there. This is the unchecked, unbridled reality of where we find ourselves today. And as for me and you, well, you know, we got to vote. We got to pay attention. We have to be armed. We have to be ready to go. Simple. And I will be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.